Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I'm joined by my magnificent co-host with the most, Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar.
Feeling from coast to coast. Yes, sir.
Before I even get started, I want you to, I'm just going to say you're welcome to you. I'm going to tell you why I say you're welcome to you later.
Okay.
Yeah. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number if you want to call me and my thank you guest host, Brown Sugar. Also, social networking. You can just holler at us straight through the chat. You can go to smoothdrama.com, jump into the chat room. We live. We doing it. You can be who you want to be, all anonymous, all that. Or you can just be straight out. Thug princess. I'm a thug. Thug till I die.
I like that. Thug princess.
SmoothDrama.com. Jump in the chat room. Holla at us. Also, social networking. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I have a lot of incense in my house, a.k.a. sometimes I don't wear socks and my athlete's feet jump up, a.k.a. I don't own a webcam. Mr. J, he'll add you to the Smooth Drama group. As well as anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, and we can talk a taste. And so, why are you thanking me, Brown Sugar?
Why am I thanking you?
I did my civic duty. I voted today.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
In the recall election out here in California. The most useless election trivial matter that I've ever been involved in, you know, because I was still waiting to see what he did to get recalled, because I was like, okay, maybe he secretly had some slaves, or, you know, he murdered like three princesses. I just kept waiting on something, but it's nothing.
Yes, but they're mad that he kept California closed for too long.
No. So my theory, and me and a couple of the homies, the theory is they trying to get him before he runs for president because he's too pretty.
Oh,
they like,
okay.
You know, all these ugly dudes running for president, they know they can't beat him. You know, because he's in California, right? So
yeah,
he's okay. But he gets national. You think of all the women in the Midwest and East Coast, like, oh my God, he's visiting. I mean, you ain't even gonna see the other candidates on the camera. So
true.
They're like, nah, we gotta get his pretty ass out. At least.
You think, I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he's not unattractive. Like, I think he is attractive, but at the same time, I feel like it's politics. They want, you know, the control. The Republicans want the control back, so.
No, it's preventative. Look, they can't beat him in no election. You put him, next to any of them old ugly dudes, who gonna win?
True.
Just by default, because they're like, all right, so, okay. So right now they're probably trying to, like, throw some women. Hey, just, can you do some suck his dick and save the dress? I mean, you know, they're doing all that. That worked.
I hope but, he's not falling for that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he knows by now. But I voted no. I'm just gonna be out here. I voted no. I'm like,
yeah.
He did nothing that I saw that made him not be.
Yeah, that was worth him being recalled. Exactly.
And just in case they did, I did a write-in vote. Guess who I wrote in?
Who did you write in, yourself?
Nope. Brown Sugar.
What?
So if you are announced as governor of California, remember, I cast that vote. I'm going to need at least one governor.
I really don't.
You don't believe me?
No, because you could have left it blank. You're supposed to leave it blank. You're not supposed to write anybody in if you said no.
No, you can write in. I always write in vote. I have written in a lot of people doing my civic duty. So, yep. So if you win,
I guess I'll be expecting a call or a notice or something, a letter.
Yep.
Congratulating me. All
yep.
right. I'll
if,
look
if
for
it. Happens, remember the little people.
I will.
Okay.
You'll be the first student loan I forgive.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
Right, but I feel better now. I feel way better now.
I was listening. I was paying attention. You know, you got to listen to the people. I heard you loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. All right. I guess we can get down to business now. Now that I got that out the way, we talk about important stuff like, guess what? You missed out again. Last week you missed out on buying Michael Jordan draws. You slipped.
Okay.
You missed out on Elvis's hair. Sold for $72,500.
Wow.
Verified.
How many strands do you get?
Verified Elvis hair. I don't know. But it was Elvis hair.
I mean, was it in a Ziploc bag, or did it have a bow tied around it, or what?
Yeah, it looked like it was in a plastic bag. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
Okay. Yep.
72,000, huh? 72,500.
Wow.
And see, this is where I asked that question. It's a serious question for me. Like, when that person busts out, because there are a lot of weird artifacts that these people are buying, and it's like you're chilling at the house, and they bust it out. Like, look, I paid $72,000 for Elvis's hair. I'm sorry. I feel some kind of way about people like that. I do. Maybe I'm prejudiced. I don't know, but if you pay $70,000 for Elvis hair, you spent money on Michael Jordan's used draws, and you're talking about it. I feel like I gotta leave. I feel like maybe my life's in danger or something. I'm making the wrong social choices.
Hmm.
I mean, because can you really hang out with somebody? somebody that buys used drawers?
I would feel like if I was in those circles, then I would be used to those kind of activities in some form or fashion. If I was a guest, you know, like I don't really know who it is, I would stay because I'm sure the food and the wine and all that is good. And the entertainment can't be bad. But I probably wouldn't go again.
That's all it is. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, good food? Yeah.
Good. All right. All right. So y'all know. So anybody, if you're out there, maybe we need to sell some. Maybe we need to do some of this stuff. Sell some used underwear for charity.
I mean, that for women, you can already. Women, they have a market for that, don't they, for women?
Yeah, I know that. They have the vending machines in Japan.
I think they have just all, you know, even websites.
Mm. See, I make it a joke, but then you always know that stuff really exists, and it hurts me that I got to agree with you.
Yeah.
It hurts.
I mean, it's a thing, so it's been a thing for many, 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 many years. It's not anything new. It's just probably easier to access. Because isn't that what peeping toms used to do, or men would break into women's, you know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just remember articles like in the 80s where the landlord broke into someone's house or someone was suing somebody on people's court. Underwear came up missing or, you know. So it's a thing.
I remember I had a friend of mine that had a box full of underwear.
Yeah. See?
Used underwear.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a thing. And he was your friend, so.
Yeah.
So I think you would stay at the party. I think you would stay at the party.
I'll just say
I think you would.
I would not.
I think you've been to other parties, probably where other things were happening that were worse.
I don't know. I haven't been to a place or hung out with people who I think buy used underwear. Or
you think? Dead people's
hair.
I don't know.
Dead people's hair. That's a lot. That's a lot of old cake from 20 years ago to say I have it. I'm just saying. That's a special kind of social group that I don't know if I'm ever gonna mix or mingle with them.
Well, I've been to parties where people were barefoot with trench coats on. So, I mean, or they had on a nice winter coat and no shirt underneath. I don't know. So I stayed.
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
We gonna move on. We gonna talk about something else even more important. Than people who wear trench coats with no shirts on. did you hear the big news about Grimace?
I did, and that is so weird.
I mean, so for those of you who don't know, apparently Grimace, they said, is a taste bud. From Ronald McDonald in the old commercial. So Grimace is a taste bud. So technically, every time you've eaten McDonald's, if you know, you think about Grimace, you just think about Grimace in your mouth.
Yeah. And that is a frown, or it's usually something negative. Grimace is not positive. So I'm just like, for real, McDonald's?
Yeah. Grimace in your
mouth.
I mean,
he could be a taste bud. But why would you name him Grimace?
Grimace in your mouth.
Yeah. I'm like, they should have just kept that to themselves.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's like, So we want to talk about McDonald's. We got to talk about something. We got to, you know what? Grimace is a taste bud. Let's just put Grimace in everybody's mouth.
It's interesting. Right. It's funny because when I was a kid, I didn't grimace, but I do now. I grimace at McDonald's.
Grimace now? Okay.
I do.
All right.
It took me a long time.
It took you a long time to learn not to like McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, no.
It was a very abusive and toxic relationship, I'll just say that.
But I finally left. I'm glad that you did. I'm glad you left.
Yeah.
You're not taking that abuse no more.
No.
All right. Well, I guess we're going, before we go, we can go into our dumbass of the week. All right, dumbass of the week. People obviously don't understand the times that we're in. A Louisiana man was put behind bars after the police said he tried to fake being struck and injured by a Tesla, only to be exposed as a fraud by the vehicle's onboard cameras. So Arthur Bates, he's falsifying a police report, and so he's punishable by up to 6 months in jail. So around 4 p.m., they responded to the gas station that a man had been hurt in a hit-and-run accident. And so he's on camera. He's on camera. And the car goes by, and it's not even close. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, does he fall out, or does he do any of that?
He falls like he got shot. It's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they have it on camera. It's like, dude, those are driverless cars. Of course they have cameras for everything.
Yeah, nice try, though.
Yeah. So you go into jail for that.
Yeah. Wow.
Dum da dum dum dum. Dum da dum dum dum. But hey, three hots in the cut, right? Three hots in the cut.
Yeah. Well, if he was getting less than that before, he's happy now.
He's coming up.
Yeah.
On that note, we gonna go on break. This is a big pun. Caribbean Connection.
Shit on the whole windy street, yo.
I'm on town, and I'm
hammer. All I want is the action. The battle zone where I roam in composition. A hardcore crowd waiting to see if I break like your first time in jail when you got fucked by an inmate. It'll never happen. I'm on balance like a Libra. And if I get murdered, don't probably be Argentina. Put me a cup of vodka, bury you next to my father. In 3 days I rise like Mike and still sober. Now my eyes open and my hands got the gatling. I'm looking for the guy that's for me to say hi to Satan. Fix the theory. You wanna like me when I'm angry. I turn Mr. Rogers' neighborhood fast and turvy. Closing in the meeting and the same in the dictionary. The same fictionary. All you see is the cemetery body. From World War One and Two is there. You don't want a third war. That's nuclear warfare. So big butt. Yeah, that. Make a stop. The legal money turns legal. Now we run in the Hornsby Mac. Your hunchback is black, rap. Back in your back. Better off than teach you with the biggest smoke crack. Yo, this made a dip. Why clap? Bomb threat, run out of the building or get blasted, you're dead. Tech for tech, or we can go tech for tech. Oh, I forgot, your reason is holding your chest. Wow, hide the blood, give you the gun, run and hide. So when the TT shows up, he thought it was a suicide.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Big Pun, Caribbean Connection. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
So have you ever said this, Brown Sugar? Hey, Facebook, take a photo.
What? No, I haven't.
Never said that.
Never.
Hey, Facebook, take a photo. Well, that's the new thing. Facebook can bust out some new glasses. They are Ray-Ban. They teamed up with Ray-Ban, and this is their first pair of smart glasses. Now, they say they're not yet augmented reality glasses, but they're on the road there. So they go on sale online in the U.S., U.K., Canada, Italy, Ireland, and Australia. And they shoot photos in 30-second videos with the press of a button. They also play music and podcasts, so you can listen to Smooth Drama and make calls while wearing your glasses. And the added bonus, the glasses include a virtual assistant, so you can snap photos and video hands-free by uttering the phrase, "Hey, Facebook." So, let me ask you this question, Brown Sugar. How you feel about that?
No, thank you. I just feel like that's more of an invasion of other people's privacy.
Well, I mean, obviously, everyone who has Alexa at the crib, it's the same thing. I mean, when we talk, you're on the phone. I mean, we've already talked about this, how mysteriously everything that you talk about on the phone shows up in your advertisements in social media,
yeah,
as well,
yeah,
as in your email.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredibly invasive. And I think this is just that another step. So, once again, now what's supposed to happen in the future with these glasses is there's going to be augmented reality, that's going to be installed a little bit later. And so when I say augmented reality is, you know, in the virtual reality, you put on the goggles and you're just in that world. Augmented reality means that, you know, me and you can be in a room, but not be in the same room. So you got on your glasses, I got on my glasses. I'm in the room with you, you in the room with me, and we could be playing the game or talking or whatnot. So it's like a video call, but with that person there. Or if you're playing the game, you can be in the game or have the characters in the game, whatnot, all in there. It's a very, very interesting thing.
And it sounds very interesting.
Because I think of mushrooms for some reason. I think of the Matrix. Well, not the Matrix. I'll say for my home girl, Sophia, I think of the third eye. Because then you start saying, how do people discern what's reality and what's fake?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I would say the Matrix as well, because, yeah, when they were hooked up, which one was the dream and which one was reality?
Right. And then, because it's going to be in the world with you, then you have a whole other set of problems that comes with this. All right, the whole other set of problems that come with this, because you have people who will say, oh, such and such is in the room with me. I didn't know, right? I didn't know what was happening. So for example, there was the guy who shot. He shot the Marine sharpshooter who said the voices told him to shoot people. He said, this is the guy in Lakeland, Florida, and it happened Sunday. He shot four people at the house. Now, he said that the day before, he had went there and said that they were human trafficking, and that, you know, he's like, I'm looking for Amber. Dude, like, yeah, there's no Amber live here. So he comes by the next day, and, you know, the guy's cutting grass with his 11-year-old son, and he shot him, son, grandma, and somebody else. And so he got into a shootout with the police, of which he survives. He survives the shootout with the police. And the police chief comes out and says, hey, he was a coward because he gave up. And so I asked this question. I asked this question, Brown Sugar. Do you think, I mean, we already know the answer, that black man wouldn't have been allowed to give up. They have just shot him. They wouldn't have called him a coward. They have just shot him. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Well, we already know. I mean, like, the fact that he survived or, you know, was able to be apprehended is, you know, that's typical.
Yeah. I mean, but the police chief calls him a coward, goes through all that. And I'm like, so and see, this is I'm not going to say privilege. I'm going to say the contradiction that we have. This is a dude that killed innocent people. He's armed and shooting at the police. Armed and shooting at the police. And he lives. He lives.
Yeah. I mean, but you're not surprised, are you?
It's not surprised. It's just sometimes when it's so blatantly obvious, you just state the blatantly obvious stuff, right? State the blatantly obvious stuff. It's nerve-wracking. It can be nerve-wracking.
Let me see. Looks like we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up?
Food drama. Where are you calling from, and what can we do you for?
Can you hear me, though? Can you hear me, though?
We can hear you, though.
This is Callie.
Okay, Callie. What's up?
Oh, you know, yeah, it's the same old thing. It's the same old thing, but everything's changing. The people don't know.
Okay, so tell us what you want to talk about. What don't we know?
Well, you know, feelings change. You know what I'm saying? The feelings about things. Sometimes you feel like this, and sometimes you don't. You
okay.
know? So you can't always rely on your feelings all the time, because your feelings don't always accurately reflect what's going on inside of your heart.
Okay.
So if you're going to have to get down to the heart of the matter, then you're going to have to go underneath the surface of who you are, down. Mm. Now, if you're going down, then you're going to be able to see what's going on. Now, I don't know about you, partner, but I want to keep my eye open to what's going on. What about you, Captain?
I'm always looking at what's going on.
All right. So we're going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to mess around tonight, because tonight is like another night, but it's only different because tonight the light is on. And when the light is on, you get to be free. You know what I'm saying? Speaking the truth, y'all understand?
All right. We speaking the truth.
Yeah. And since we're doing this and we're doing it right, we're gonna take our time, you understand? So tonight I just wanted to reach out, you know, and let you know that, you know, you're doing the right thing by keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
most people, I'm just saying most folk, it takes them a little more time to get to what's real, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to roll through the punches to get to what's real, right? And so, you know, hey, you know, stay sweet, bruh, because we doing it all night long, you know what I'm saying? Every night, so let's keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right. Well, Callie, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. And call back
anytime. Yeah, bro.
All right.
Hey, don't hang up on me, man, because I want to listen. I want to listen, bro. Don't be hanging up on me now.
I ain't going to hang up on you. I'm going to put you back on hold. All right?
All right. I'm right here hanging out with you, though.
All right. Cool. I like that. I like hanging out with you. Nice to meet you, sir. All right. And so, as we was talking about, you know, where we're going. So,
the Matrix, basically.
Right. So it's funny because you talk about the Matrix, whatnot. So there was a ruling. There was a ruling the other day that inventors, AI can't be an inventor on a patent because it's not a person.
U.S. federal judge Leonie Brikima ruled this week that an AI can't be listed as an inventor on a U.S. patent under current law. The case was brought forward by Steven Thaler, who is part of the Artificial Inventor Project. And apparently it's an international initiative that argues that an AI should be allowed to be listed as an inventor in a patent. And here's the slick shit. The owner of the AI would legally own the patent. And I'm like, why couldn't it just be you? Why you want to put it on the AI? It's so, as a programmer, you see what they're trying. They're trying to own it, but not have responsibility. So if something goes wrong, the AI did it. It ain't me. Thought that was interesting to bring it up. So that's how people are. So you got these people who create artificial intelligence, right? And artificial intelligence is what we're dealing with when we talk about your Alexas and all the listening devices and apps on your computer. That's what they are. They're AIs. And so, for example, what people are seeing now when they have to click accept on the cookies, well, those cookies are what the old term was, spiders. When I first started learning how to code and learning HTML and different programming languages, they're called spiders, and they just go out all over the web, through every website, every social media. And all they do is gather information that is uploaded. That's all they do. And so, like, I think I talked about this a couple months ago, where I talked about how everybody who's ever posted a picture on the internet has naked pictures of themselves created by AI.
Wow. You did talk about that some months ago.
Yeah, and so there are AIs that there are websites basically that have AI that have created pictures of fictitious people who don't exist. And they also have pictures of people that are superimposed on bodies also. Just like I talked about the deep fakes, which are the videos, which are an amalgamation of pretty much any. Right now, they're just focusing on famous people, right? They have videos of Obama that aren't real. Looks just like him. The computer makes it. And so that's the next frontier. So we talk about racism and bias, and how we just got through talking about the guy that just shot up innocent people, and the police don't kill him. He gets to live. Now imagine if there are some deep fakes that say you're a terrorist. Deep fakes video.
Well, that's like the Minority Report.
Yes, only these things are real, because deep fakes are real videos that are created by AI. Well, people make the AI, and the AI puts together. So, for example, a lot of people who get those spam calls, whatnot, and you're like, hello, who is this? The AI can then take the base sample of your voice and use that and create more words using that base sample, because it's recorded your voice, and then it can just take those words and it can take the lips
that you've provided in those lovely selfies that y'all all post.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. That's how the deep fakes come about. Because you only need the lips. Everything else, the movements can be created by the AI. I learned that a decade ago. There's some software called Crazy Talk that I use from time to time, and I can just play around with it. I actually did a couple of videos of my son that I regret that I did now. So, but yeah, that's stuff that's out there.
Wow.
And it's interesting stuff. So, hey, Facebook, take a photo, takes another level, because then it allows for deep fakes to exist. It allows for those deep to exist.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's interesting stuff. We talk about, as my man Callie was talking about, keeping it real. Well, yeah, it's reality on another level. And speaking of reality on another level, let's just bust out Hater of the Week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the Week. Joseph McClure of Middletown, Philadelphia, being held without bail for charges of possessing weapons of mass destruction, risking a catastrophe and reckless endangerment. Apparently, the bomb squad and the police closed down on a section of the city around his apartment. They discovered that he had a lab with highly explosive materials. He had been making military-grade explosives and bombs. And this is a dude who, when they asked him why he was in possession of all the explosives, he said he was preparing himself for apocalyptic scenarios and he wanted to protect himself. Now, this is a dude who's got a couple of DUIs and two convictions related to making terrorist threats in 2005 and 2010. So, yeah. We could take a guess that he was not going to do good with those bombs. Taking care of himself for the apocalypse. See,
what
I'm not the only one that says apocalypse. Not the only one.
No. You're the only one that says scrumpture. What is that?
More scrumptious, sir.
More scrumptious, sir, apocalypse, yes.
This has been the most delicious apocalypse ever. If you think about it. It's been horrible. It hasn't been Mad Max horrible, but
no.
How much more delicious can it be? We got folks who will kill you if you say put on a mask. And everything that could happen has happened. Folks is out here in these streets going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember we had folks walking up the subway with the rocket launcher. Like I said, think about that for a second. You got to make that sandwich right. Some pressure for your ass.
The whole time I'm shaking.
Sure.
I'm shaking. I don't even know what to put on the sandwich now. I can't even think.
You want mayonnaise? How much mayonnaise did I put? Too much mayonnaise on it? It's crazy. I mean, what happened last week at Burger King? You gave me the wrong drink and pulled out on them. I mean, so these are the things that are happening. These are the things that are happening because folks is losing their minds on another level. But, I mean, because you start thinking, my life is on the line because I made the wrong drink. I don't know. That's next level right there. It's apropos for the song that's coming up. This is Benny the Butcher. Thank God I made it.
Yeah, I was raised by a woman, so shout out to single mothers who had to teach their teenage boys to use rubbers. Getting calls home from school and wondering why she bugging, cause that just more stress to add on top of struggling. Two things I want to show you, cause I feel like I owe you. You made me the man I am today, I never told you. Being hammered down, but you couldn't afford polo. I'm a feel to see you two oldest boys' names on logos. Had to protect my family, so we played with guns. I can't respect the man who I raised a son. Then you blame the white man on what they become. A gangster, but reality of it is you made them one. Real niggas look in the mirror and see each other. I look in my nephew eyes and I see my brother. Sometimes I gotta look away cause it hurts so much. Why that nigga died so young and he was worth so much. Damn. When you take the path they force you to take, like of course you can break and leave no remorse on your face. Cause somebody just got life in a courtroom today. When I walk my chains make the sound my fault just to make it remind me daily. All that same is you gotta pay. That's kinda crazy, find a new hustle, this not the 80s. That ain't gangsta, how y'all rockin', y'all dropping 50. And that ain't fly shit, y'all be rocking, y'all mocking ladies. No diploma, we were soldiers, we got the 80s. Put a 100 mil in my pocket, it's not gonna change me. I just signed a deal with the rock and I got my weight. You need a spot to hide the pay for the profit and got some crazy. Hold up, just today I swear I felt my brother's spirit. Writing all this shit and damn, I hope my brother hear it. Niggas scared of the butcher, I know something's fair. Cause niggas like me only come around every other era.
Put your hands together for the work of the Most High. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Benny the Butcher. Thank God I made it. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, yeah. We then came to that last one. And so, normally, Brown Sugar, I would say, Groundhog Day, and just pick a new Groundhog Day. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't feeling that. So, Groundhog Day is gonna be very familiar.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no!
Because I don't think we take it seriously enough. So, young people being shot and killed. Young people being shot and killed. Eight children were shot in Chicago over this weekend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Still, I'm not seeing no national outrage. I'm not seeing no national outrage.
No. Why? Why would you?
I mean, so I'm gonna say his name again, Michael Moultrie, 4-year-old, shot and killed. There's a $9,000 reward for all you stop snitching, punk ass. Okay, so I'm trying to, I'm composing myself here, but Michael Moultrie is dead, 4-year-old. Police didn't shoot him. I'm still waiting on the activists to show up. I ain't heard a thing. I mean, we, you know, heard, oh, they showed the video. And once again, I want to say this to obviously the people who are killed by the cops. It's a messed up situation. None of us, I never condoning the cops shooting people. But We stay silent. We're all out there, chest pumped out, when the cops shoot somebody. But this happens and it's all quiet. It's just mm-hmm. silent. We got no words. 4-year-old's dead. 7 others were shot and hurt over some foolishness. Because whatever it was foolishness.
Exactly.
I watched the news all weekend. Watched the news this morning. I didn't see Michael Moultrie. I didn't see justice for Michael Moultrie. On the news, nothing.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's that. So I guess maybe we just got to talk about this every week just till somebody. Like, wait, so 4, 5, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds getting shot and killed, that's cool? That's cool? That's where we at? I don't know.
I don't know either.
No, but they did say.
Well, we definitely know it's not cool, but at the same time, like what?
Yeah. Well, they did say on the census there's more black people and there's more Native American. I guess y'all filling out the census.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we're probably doing that now.
Yeah. Hey, because. You know how they say, oh, yeah, there's only a certain... I've never believed that. Because we know a lot of people just don't fill out the census. You know we exist.
Yeah.
You take our taxes out, so you know we exist. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no need for me to do it. But yeah, there are more. Oh, but I did have something for you, Brown Sugar. I almost forgot.
A surprise?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
I love surprises.
I know you do. So, did you know that you can marry a tree?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Apparently, in an effort to raise awareness around building plans in Bristol, England, more than 70 women married trees that were on the proposed site.
Okay.
And I was like, so if I marry a tree, does that mean that if I put out that insurance, I can get insurance on that tree? I can get paid out on that insurance for the tree?
How would that happen? Like if somebody cut it down?
Death benefits, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, because one of the women, Susan Hackett, said, to get married to a tree is an absolute privilege.
Okay. That's interesting.
I mean, you know, you have to save these trees. Now, granted, it's an England, but I know there are some tree huggers here. We've seen the people who chain themselves to trees. Don't cut down these trees. Nobody cares about the humans getting killed, but save these trees. I love trees. Well, I planted a few.
Yeah, they're important to us all.
Right. Yeah. Keeps the world revolving on its axis.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you planning a wedding day? Are you going to set a wedding day?
You know, I thought about it. Like, man. Mm. But you have to get all that other stuff together, right? I got to get the insurance. I have to find out, can I marry a tree?
Well, you can't get the insurance. Yeah, I was going to say find out, and then you can't get the insurance until you're married. You have to be married first, right?
No, I want to know, can I, you know, insure the tree? So, like, if somebody kills that tree, cut it down, whatnot, I get my payout.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess you would have to find that out first. You know, heaven forbid that you marry the tree and you get some horrible bug infestation and dies, and
or you find out
of luck.
That somebody else is married to your tree. I mean, is there bigamy for trees?
No, so then yeah, that could happen, and there probably won't be any repercussions because what are you gonna do?
Right, and so if I start, because I have a cousin who talks about how you can eat bark and all this other stuff, make your own syrup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, would that be torturing a spouse if I started to, you know, cut some bark off? Is that like cutting the skin off of my woman?
No, so I would look at it as, like, what are you made for? Like, you're made to, it's like a helpmeet. You know, you get a wife to help you out, right? Tree, and the tree would help you out. So that would be the tree's job, to supply food, to supply nourishment, right? No?
Yeah. And I guess if I put the house on the tree, I'm just living inside my wife. I mean,
yeah. I mean, but that's no different than you buying a house with your wife, right?
Okay. So if I divorce that tree, do I have to pay out?
Then you have to move. You might, and you're going to have to move. You can't stay there.
See, that, I don't know. That don't sound right. Anyway. First world problem. This brown sugar. Mm-hmm. It's the F the N word. This is another Smooth Down production. Hey, you want to continue the conversation? Go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room. We can talk a taste. If not, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.